a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Little red pandas, aren't they absolutely beautiful? They basically look like furry cats with pointy ears. You think panda and you think, oh yeah, I know what a panda looks like. Mm. But red pandas are kind of like furry cat dogs with a big, thick fur and nice thick tail with rings around it.
I'd say they look like, I probably wouldn't have said it in that many words, I'd call them tree foxes.
Okay, I could have used you. Right. Of course.
No, I'm here.
Of course. Adelaide Zoo, is that a bit of fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wong Wong and Foony.
What's that?
They're the pandas.
Oh, okay.
They've had them in like the same enclosure for 15 years.
Yeah, I'm sure they love it.
To breed, and they won't.
Mm. Is it just concrete? Just gone with the concrete floor, concrete walls, or is there a bit of
bamboo there?
Bit of bamboo, that's nice. Mm. Anyway, a red panda by the name of Ravi escaped the Adelaide Zoo the other day.
Yeah.
And they were like doing the head count. I imagine they do a head count every day.
Sure.
I mean, I don't really know how it all works.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But they're like, okay, we've got Kyle. Kyle's there. G'day, Kyle. Looking good. Love that tail. Shirley. Looking good, tree fox.
Yeah.
And then, where the hell's Ravi? Okay, Ravi's gone. 7 years old.
Gets really, it's quite exotic. It goes from Kyle to Shirley to Ravi.
And well, like, you know what? Because representation is important.
Sure, I know.
So,
but token.
And Ravi, they're like, uh-oh, Ravi's gone.
Yeah. Right.
We won't tell anyone. Let's try and keep this on the DL.
Yeah.
But then the papers got hold of it and it's, you know, I mean, slow news week. This is what happens.
Yeah.
And then they were looking everywhere for him. And apparently Ravi decided to take in the Botanic Gardens.
Yeah,
or the Botanic Park, as it's known in Adelaide.
Mm.
Once again, is that a nice spot?
Yeah, so...
Mm. Is that far away? Like, is that quite
Botanic
a...
Botanic Park.
Yeah, Botanic Park. You know, it says nearby. In the adjacent Botanic Park, so I can't imagine it's too much of a travel.
It's like next door to the zoo. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I know that park, yeah.
I love that the zoo directors and everything were like, all right, guys, spread out. We've got a red panda.
Mm.
His name's Ravi. He's the party boy of the group, and we're not sure where he is. So they just had to constantly look up. Now, if you've ever looked up for a long period of time, man, that's harsh on the neck.
That will hurt,
So I do think of the zookeepers today because, you know, that's tough. They did find him. Up a tree, and he was like, hey, what's going on? They're like, well, you're not supposed to be here. Get back. And he's like, nah, I'm all right. Then they thought, okay, let's get some food. And they tried the thing that, you know, if you've got a cat, you know this. They tried the mutz routine.
Come on, didn't work.
I assume that they shaked a bowl, shook a carton of dry food. I mean, that's always a go-to. Bickies. Nah, didn't work.
Yeah.
Ravi wasn't having it. So they decided, okay, we're going to get out the dart and we're going to dart it.
Oh.
Poor Ravi's up the tree and they've darted him. But they were all underneath with a big blanket.
With a blanket. I was just going to say, what are you doing in that case? Have you got six people under there going, I'll get him.
It was quite anxious scenes. You know, there was a lot going on.
Mm.
I actually got some audio of... Oh.
How amazing.
I know.
Exclusive.
Yeah, exclusive. Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty intense.
All right.
More intense than I thought.
Okay. That was quite intense.
Do you know that part? Part of Jurassic Park?
I was going to say, is that Jurassic Park?
Yeah, it's one of my favourite scenes in Jurassic Park ever. Shoot her! Anyway.
Is he all right?
Yeah, he's all good. Yeah,
the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Last week I was angry because there's a new trend going around, guys. 20-somethings, when they are proposing to their partners, they have come up with this amazing idea to not buy the real ring, to actually kind of be out a bit and kind of get a fake one that is cheap and then let the person that they're proposing to choose the ring.
Yeah. It's a new idea.
It's a great new idea, guys. Well done. Good on you. Pat on the head.
You're keeping it under control because your face is saying something different. But I like this vibe. Keep going.
Okay. It just makes me angry because people have been doing it forever. And also, if you put in, if you really love the person, put in the bloody work.
Okay, so this is the thing. You have a problem with the youth of today being like, hey, we've come up with this idea.
Don't tell your 20, 22 or whatever, don't tell me everything you've learned in your, you know, extensive life experience.
But you were once like, this was you. It's just, it's a tale as old as time, mate. Everybody does it. It's okay. Can't you just look back and be like, oh,
no,
bless you.
I wasn't like that.
Okay.
I wasn't like that at all. That's not me.
Yeah. Go on.
There's a new trend, guys. It's called cash stuffing.
Cash stuffing.
Yeah, so 20-somethings, particularly in the UK, here's what they're doing, okay?
It's a new idea. Yeah.
Right? It's a new trend.
Okay.
And it's taking the UK by storm.
Okay.
Cash stuffing. Mm. They're going to the ATM.
Yeah.
And they're taking their money out.
Okay.
And they're going home and they're keeping it there.
Why are you shaking so much?
Because I want to take the money. I want to smack him with it. I want to smack him in the face with it.
Yeah.
That's called money.
Okay.
It's called saving. It's called saving. It's called managing your money and saving your money with cash, doing it at home.
Yeah.
So I guess what they're bucking the current trend, which is everything is going online. And I guess if you're 20, you've never, you know, 25... you wouldn't have really gone through a sort of a period where cash was really a thing because you've always lived with the tap and go and credit cards and all that kind of stuff.
Are they doing something where maybe they're getting, I don't know, like some type of animal made of ceramics with like a slit in its back, you know?
Yeah.
And they're maybe getting that cash and stuffing it into something like that?
Yeah, or like crazy idea. Big tin and it's got a print around it that is a note, like a...
Would you go with like 100 maybe?
Yeah, or
like a 5.
A 5 or even a 20 maybe.
Yeah, 20. Yeah.
And put a hole in the top of that and put the cash in there.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What about this though?
Okay.
You cannot open it.
You need a can opener.
You need a can opener.
It'll make you save.
Yes.
Unless, of course, you own a can opener. In which case, then you won't have to save because you can just open it.
Yeah.
So good on you.
Well, that's why you go with the ceramic. I don't know. I'm thinking something crazy, like a pig.
Or a horse.
Or a horse.
Or a horse that's sitting down.
Yeah. You could smash that then.
Oh, you guys.
With a little hammer? I don't know.
Oh, you guys are so dumb. Such idiots. Do what Loggy's family do. Keep it in a violin case.
Hey!
Under the bed.
Shush.
Stuff a mattress with it. Something
we
like
bury
that.
Massive tubs in the ground.
Yeah.
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 Like that you keep olives in, like those massive olive jars from Aldi.
Yeah.
And then you bury them. Yeah. You bury them.
Yeah, concrete shoes too. Roll it up in a blanket. Throw it off a bridge.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
A really important question, I think, in the dynamic of any relationship.
Spot on, Lingy.
Loggy's falling in the camp. Well, the question is, if you sit down on the couch and you get the TV and you put something on, do you own the rights for the next few hours of that TV and you stay with that, regardless of if your partner comes along and sits down and wants to watch something else?
That's right. Carly is watching this show, How to Get Away with Murder.
Like it.
As you can hear, it's pretty saucy. I wasn't interested. I lost interest maybe 2 episodes in, not even. I think I watched the first one and was like, nah, it's not really for me. She's continued. She's pushed on. Now, when I come and sit down and she's watching it...
She continues to watch it.
And I just sit there on my phone like an idiot.
But I'm a little confused as well. You're saying that Kalia should stop watching it because you're not interested in watching it. But when you're sitting there playing Xbox, you almost feel like, wow, you do have the rights to the TV.
I said the opposite of that. I literally, as soon as she sits down, I'm like, sorry, babe, I'll turn this off.
I'll save.
I'll get to a point where sometimes I'm at a point where I can't save, but that's only 5 minutes till I get to a save point. And then, I play Xbox.
Loggy, you fall in the camp of just totally whoever gets it owns it.
Yeah, whoever gets there first. And so that's cool. So if Jimmy wants to watch footy or surfing or whatever, well, he's there first. So I'll just, you know, go do something else. And then when I watch old reruns of Seinfeld, he has to sit there and watch it.
Nah, it's a respect thing, guys. Shouldn't she show me the same respect to switch off the telly and put something on? I mean, she knows full well that there are new episodes of Backroads on ABC.
All right, let's not get bogged down in the details because we've got people waiting to give you an answer. Are you right or wrong,
Tom?
I feel
like this is a deeper issue.
I think it might be. Lloyd from Armstrong Creek, what say you, Lloyd?
Look, I am one that will be like, well, all right, I have this here first. I'm playing my game.
Yeah.
But when the partner comes along, he'll be like, can we spend some time together? I'll be like, all right, babe, just let me finish this one. And I'm a 2K fiend, so Tom will know what I'm talking about here.
That's right, yeah.
I love me 2K, so I'll be like, all right, babe, let me finish this quarter or let me finish this game wherever I'm at. But all right, I'm turning it off and then we'll watch something together. But
that's fair.
Sometimes we might be in our bedroom and she'll be like, oh, let's put on a crime channel. We're like, oh, not the crime channel.
Well, like transported to Loggy's house.
Yeah, Loggy's Crime Club. Yeah.
Can I ask, sorry, just to jump in, when your partner comes in and says, let's spend some time together, you don't just throw her the other game controller and say, yeah, if you want to spend some time together, join in.
Yeah, I mean, look, I try to give her a couple of rundowns, but she'd crack the groupies and throw it at the wall. So
yeah, all right. Okay, so, all right, that's how your dynamic works. What about Michelle in North Geelong? What are your thoughts? Should Carlia have to turn it off when I sit down?
Absolutely not.
All right.
You own the rights to the TV. If you're there first, yes, you can watch your show.
Thank you, Michelle. And you're able to take submissions, right? So if someone, you know, says, hey, do you mind? I mean, you might say, yeah, okay, but you don't have to. Isn't that correct?
No. I mean, really, you've got to have an iPad or another TV. You can watch it on anyway.
Yeah.
If I'm sitting in front of the big TV, my call. No.
I like the way you
think. I'm sorry, Tom, but no.
You were telling me off here you've got three boys. You guys probably don't get a lot of time, just the two of you, to you know, hang out.
No, we've got four boys.
Four boys, and, sorry.
So yeah, no, so by the time they all go to bed, it's don't touch me, I'm watching the TV, I'm done.
All right.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie, you've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.